Hi, this is May.
And I'm Joy.
Welcome to the QWERTY Writing Life podcast, where we have candid chats about our creative lives.
May and I are friends, writers, and creatives who want to share our endeavors out loud.
On this podcast, we're here to encourage each other, and you too.
And share tools we've discovered or made up.
So you can follow your passions with a little support. So grab your tea.
Or your coffee.
And let's get started. Absolutely. So normally we do a creative segment at the beginning of the podcast, but as you can see, if you are looking on YouTube, Joy and I are in our same clothes as we were last week because
it's still last week.
It's still last week. Yeah.
So we talked too much.
We talked too much. What ended up being a lot to say about short stories and the benefits of short stories related to the writing craft. So what we are doing now is creating another episode, finishing up the benefits of short fiction, and hopefully you guys will be able to forgive us for not having a creative writing section and also learn a lot about benefits of short stories.
Yes.
So our first part, can you recap us, Joy?
Yeah, so last week we talked about the benefits, the craft benefits of writing short fiction and how we can learn things about craft aspects a lot more quickly by writing short fiction and learning it that way. And then that translates into our longer works.
Absolutely. And we hope that you got a chance to write some short fiction last week.
Yes.
And that you'll share it with us. This week, we are going to talk about the benefits of short stories with your author brand. And I don't know if it's the best way to say that, author brand, but basically what we're saying is that you can write short fiction to complement your longer works in progress, and you can use them in different ways in order for promotions and marketing and things like that.
Exactly. And a lot of authors do this, and we've got some really great examples of authors who are doing this, and and so we've learned a lot just by watching what some other writers are doing and what seems to be working and what readers also get excited about, and that's kind of neat to see.
It is. It really is exciting.
Yeah.
So I had a series that I was reading and I am still so hardcore into. It's by Taha Ramafi and it's the Shatter Me series. And she put out her first book, and while we were waiting for the second book, like halfway into the waiting process for the second book, she came out with like a short story from another character's point of view. That was so good. It was so good.
That's such a good idea, too, from another character's point of view. I love that.
Yeah, and it wasn't necessarily a retake of a scene that was already in the book. It was like what happened in between book one and book two. So you could read just book one and book two and be fine, but hardcore fans are going to be reading that short story from that particular person's perspective because we all wanted to know what he thought. Can I just tell you that? So that happened for, that's actually happened. She's extended the series from the first three books. It had book one and then short story, book two, short story, book three. And then she added to the series and it is book four, short story, and then book five will be coming out soon. So I think, so
that's so cool.
It's a really great way to keep your readers invested in your story while you're waiting for publication for the next book.
Absolutely.
And I think that that's something that we have trouble with, right? Is keeping people's attention in such a fast-paced 30-second world, you know, instant gratification world. And this is a way that you can do that to keep your readers' eyes on you and your story.
Absolutely. I love that. And, you know, another example, this is an author who I've followed, and her name is Helen Schur, and she is an Australian author, and she wrote Heart of Mist. She actually has, it's a trilogy The Oromir Chronicles, Heart of Mist was the first one, and she is about to release the third one. So I'm super excited for her that she's come through this whole journey, and it's just been so neat to watch her journey. It's she's a very transparent writer, just very open and very encouraging and just very honest with what the author life is all about. But she has done something similar in that she has written prequel shorts. And so in between each book, she's released these at different times, and she sends them to her newsletter subscribers. And she even gets her subscribers to kind of help her decide who her story is going to be about, which character
That's
she's
so
going to focus on. Yeah, so it gets like that involvement from her readers of helping them make the decisions about who they're going to read about next. And so that's just super cool, and I love that she's done that.
I do too. That's really, really amazing. I've also heard of authors using a short story connected to a work in progress as a pre-order benefit.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody who pre-orders the book will be sent a short story exclusive for them. Maybe that won't be released until a significant amount of time after the book is released. So encouraging your readers and your fans to jump on ordering your book so you can really start seeing some numbers and things like that could be a really good idea.
That's a great idea. Yeah. I'm still kind of working on exactly how I'm going to put everything together, but for my Southern fiction novel, I also have a novella that is, it's kind of, I guess it would be considered a prequel, I guess, because it deals with some of the same characters, but before the actions of the novel. And so I'm planning on releasing that after my novel. And then I also have a bunch of short stories that are really surrounding, most of them are surrounding a lot of the secondary characters and kind of diving deeper into them. And I'm planning on releasing those as an anthology at some point as well. But I may do some different things with some of those stories, like similar to like some of the things that we've been talking about. And then I have one other thing that ties in with this original novel, that I've kind of put to the back burner, but I really hope that I'm going to do it, because a lot will depend on the interest in the novel itself. But it's an epistolary, and so it's a group of letters. And I'm not going to say any more, because then that would be giving spoilers. But I hope, yep, I really, really hope that the love and the excitement for my characters is there so that I can do this, because it would be a special thing. And it may end up being that if it doesn't seem like it would be beneficial for me to market it as, a standalone, something to be purchased, then maybe it will be something that I give to my fans.
Which brings me to the next thing that you can use for your author brand is to gift these mm-hmm. stories to your hardcore fans, maybe your newsletter subscribers and things like that.
Yeah.
Just as a thank you for being the people that they are and the supporters of you that they are. If you have a Patreon page or some sort of patronage situation, I know that a lot of people are using like Ko-fi, this ko-fi.com
mm-hmm.
as an alternative for Patreon. And then some people are even doing PayPal and Venmo
mm-hmm.
with supporting the creatives in their lives. The thank you, the gifts are just really generous and really kind, especially for people who are hardcore fans. So you could use this as a gift.
That's a great idea. So, and then, another thing, moving on from like kind of what we would call or think of as author brand, like kind of building our name or building our brand or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There are also so many competitions and contests, and most of them are for short fiction. Okay, so if this is something that you're interested in trying to be part of, if you want to submit your work for things like this, then this is what you're going to use. You're going to use your short fiction. So.
And the craft things that we talked about last week are really going to come in handy too, as far as really turning in a piece that is just crisp and fresh.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to stand out to judges. Right. And short fiction pieces generally have a very cheap buy-in, I guess you would say. that's not quite the right thing to say. But there's like a reader's fee sometimes for these contests, and the shorter the fiction, the smaller amount of money. So if you're turning in a novel, it's going to be a significant amount of money for somebody to read a novel and judge it. If you're turning in short fiction, it's going to be a lot less than that. And so it might be something that is even more affordable for you to start building an author brand.
Right.
Or a published works list.
Yeah. So. And there are actually, because I actually had this question from one of our listeners, just, you know, as an aside, he was asking me about submitting to competitions and contests and stuff. And I did tell him, you know, most of them do have fees, but there are a lot that don't. And mm-hmm. I believe it's Authors Publish.
Yes, such a great resource.
It really, really is. So if you sign up for their newsletter, they will send you a list, and I mean it comes pretty regularly, a list of places that are looking for submissions, and mm-hmm. most of them, in fact, they steer away from any that cost, and they steer more toward the ones that are just there for you to submit to. Because, you know, you may think, oh, well, $2 here, $10 there, $20 there, that's not that bad, but it adds up.
And, it does.
You know, we're starving artists. So every little dollar, it's like, you know, is this really, can I really put this out there? So there are options out there of contests and competitions that don't cost. Be aware that there are those out there.
Yeah, and another resource for that same exact thing is the submittable.com newsletter.
Yes.
It's called Submishmash. It's quite a mouthful. It does kind of keep you in the know. It has like news articles and stuff about the publishing world, but also it has a list of places that have submission openings. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, lots of great resources. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
being helpful.
I know. Look, we actually know a thing or two every now and then. So, you know, when we submit to these things, the benefits of submitting, and I know we're talking about benefits of short fiction, but the benefits of submitting that short fiction are it really forces us to put ourselves out there. And I think
yes.
that that's important, because you have to get over that fear. And we've talked about fear before. And one of those things is the fear of putting ourselves out there and putting ourselves in a different position, or putting ourselves in a position to be judged, to be read. You know, sometimes that's even a big step, just knowing that someone is actually going to read what we've written. And that's a big step in itself.
Yes, a knowledgeable someone.
Yes.
Is going to
read.
Very
knowledgeable.
Yes, absolutely. And I found a lot of hesitation when I was getting to the point where I was ready to push that submit button. And it was something that I wasn't expecting. It was anxiety and
sweating. There's sweating going on.
Yeah, you're sweating.
It's like, no, I don't know.
Yeah, but the more that we do it, the more we get used to the actual process of it,
mm-hmm.
and the process of being read and judged, and that can flow over. Even if you don't want the recognition, it can flow over to the way that you respond to reviews, the way that you respond to critiques, the way that you respond to trolls, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
This could be a really good place to start developing that reaction.
Absolutely. And then, hey, let's say your piece gets accepted. I mean, how amazing is that? That's a great benefit right there. Because
exactly.
if it does get accepted in a literary magazine or an anthology or anything like that, I mean, think about the publicity that you're getting from this and just the boost to, you know, your own morale.
Yeah,
so.
And all of a sudden you're a published author and you have stuff to put on a resume or to tell people.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
it's a book on your shelf that has your name in it.
Yeah.
That's what happened to me,
which, you know, my short story got put into an anthology, and all of a sudden
that's
it's
right.
like, oh my goodness, wow, it's a book and it has my name on it. And it's like,
Honestly, I think that was a huge like motivation for you. Like when
it really was.
When just to see it on yourself, to sign your first book
yeah.
for, you know, I feel like when things got a little low for you, you kind of thought back on, if am I wrong saying that you thought back on that moment of you signing that first book? It's like, I'm doing this more.
Yes. I want that. I want that again. Plus again. Some.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's brilliant. And I know that we don't like to think about our author brand sometimes, that we just want to think about the writing craft and our and what we're creating at the moment. But in this world of publishing, you have to have your face out there. You have to have your words out there on a regular basis. And the ways that you can do that is by cultivating an author brand. Mm-hmm. And also, if you're planning on doing this in a long term sense, our good friend, Miss Joanna Penn, who does the Creative Penn podcast, says that she's been a long-term person in there. She says that you, as an author, your personality, your words, your cadence, your speech, it all is a part of your creative process. And that is our timer. So we are actually going to make this a three-parter, it seems.
Absolutely. Look at us. We're just on fire. Either that or we really need to not talk so long.
Maybe that's it. I don't know. But no, I take it back. That's not it.
Never.
Well, I would like to maybe propose to my friend Joy that we maybe alter the QWERTY challenge a little bit.
I think we should.
I'm going to throw this out there and you tell me what you think. We're doing this on the fly, guys. So
we really are. And if she says the same thing that I'm thinking, I'm just going to be like, I'm going to get chill bumps. Go ahead.
Okay. So potentially you already have a work in progress happening that might even be a novel or a longer piece of fiction. So if you already have a longer piece of fiction, maybe take a moment this week to write down different things that you could turn into short fiction in order to help boost your author brand around this piece that you are working on whenever it is released. So if you are indie publishing, self-publishing, or traditional publishing, doesn't matter. Eventually it's going to be out in the world and you're going to need to market, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So if you already have started this list of things that you want to write about, then it'll help you in the future.
That's very true. Great.
Now, is that you? What do you think?
I think that that's great because that's kind of what I was thinking. So
are you serious?
I'm serious. We got this. See, like, guys, we are. We're like this.
That's why we're turkeys. So, and if you have not started a longer piece of fiction and you just want to try out some things, maybe to find your author voice, then definitely start with some short fiction, guys, because your author voice is directly tied to your author brand.
Yeah.
So start figuring out who you are as an author, your cadence, your style, your structure that you might even gravitate toward occasionally. So are you more poetic writer or are you more blunt and clipped? So you can find these things out by writing short fiction. You can find it a lot faster by writing.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, that's what we have for this week.
All right. So we've got one more part to this, and we will see you next time with that.
I know you are all waiting with bated breath about what's going to be the next part of The Benefits of Short Fiction. I did not realize we were going to be such super fans of short fiction, but here we are.
Which, so, you know, we should have figured. We really do love short fiction, there is that.
Okay, we hope that you love short fiction as much as we do, and we will talk about it next week. See you then.
Bye.
Thanks for listening until the end.
Seriously, you're a trooper.
Do you think QWERTY writing life is the bomb?
May, you just said the bomb.
Don't you censor me.
If you think QWERTY writing life rocks ice for real,
oh my word,
please rate, review, and share us with others.
If you have questions about this week's episode or want to start a conversation, you can reach us by visiting QWERTYWritingLife.podbean.com.
We'll be back next week with more candid chats for you.